Penguin Random House Audio presents Andrew Jackson and the Miracle of New Orleans, The Battle That Shaped America's Destiny, by Brian Kilmeade and Don Yeager. This is the author, Brian Kilmeade. This book is dedicated to the unsung men and women whose faithful military service has kept us free and made generals like Jackson famous. Your names and faces may not be known by the world, but you'll never be forgotten by me. Our situation seemed desperate. In case of an attack, we could hope to be saved only by a miracle or by the wisdom and genius of a commander-in-chief. Accordingly, on his arrival, Jackson was immediately invested with the confidence of the public, and all hope centered in him. We shall, hereafter, see how amply he merited the confidence which he inspired. Major Arsène La Carrière Latour. Historical Memoir of the War in West Florida and Louisiana, 1814 to 1815, with an Atlas, 1816. Prologue. In the spring of 1781, the Redcoats arrived in Upland, Carolina, and they brought terror with them. As they searched the countryside for the rebels, they turned the region the Jackson family called home into an armed camp. Elizabeth Jackson's youngest son, Andrew, though barely 14 years of age, hated their presence and quickly learned just how costly the fight for liberty could be. On April 9th, Andy and his brother Robert, 2 years older, earned the wrath of the invading force by joining a battle to defend the local meeting house against a band of Tories reinforced by British dragoons.